Why don't you move your camera over on the tomb and on the cross? Can you do that for me? I want everyone to get a look at this, because I want you to hear the story. Now, my whole focus that God has called me to in 2021 is for us to make our journeys to the cross. There's a reason for you and me to be making a journey back and forth to the cross. Now, you have in front of the cross, as you will see in our congregation, you will see that we have the tomb and we have the cross behind it. Now, with the camera's wood right directly behind me, you will also see the Ten Commandments, and you all on the lower part here have a difficult seeing the manger, but it's there. They will be able to see it from at the top. Now, why do I have all of this set out? I thought Christmas was over. Christmas is never over for the Christian. Amen. It's continual. Easter is never over for the Christian. It's continual. That cross, that tomb, the prophets and the law that existed to lead us in to the greatest of all generations, the generation of grace. And it came about at the tomb, at the manger. The tomb sealed it. But at the manger, Jesus is born. And on that day, ushered in by God himself, was the day of continual grace. Before, they would ask God for forgiveness through sacrifice. God already had a plan for us that he would offer the ultimate sacrifice. The bulls and the lambs and all of that could not atone for evil that had overtaken the human race. Only God could do that. So therefore, he sends his only begotten Son. That's the story. Jesus, from the cradle to the tomb and back again, had to go by way of the cross. It had to be done God's way for you and I to find eternal peace. Journeys to the cross. It's important for us as an individual. Important for you and me to be able to tell the story. The story that only God could give the human race. The story that is a part of your life and your life and your life and each one of us. It's a message above and beyond what I would be able to come up with. It's a message of a word from our Creator. A word that our Creator and he alone could give. Not a word that a preacher can just preach and your heart get it, but a word that God himself, through his Holy Spirit, would place in the heart of not just a believer, but of everyone that would ever live. The non-believers have heard the message and will continue to hear the message. The message from Almighty God, he has given to us to share with the lost and dying world. You and I need to understand something about the life in which we're living. This life doesn't belong to me. This life belongs, that God has given me, belongs to everyone else, but mainly to my Savior in heaven. My God sent me and He sent you here for a purpose. You have heard your pastor speak time and time again that this Holy Bible, the Holy Book, is the breath of God, the Word of God, the thoughts of God, the love of God that He had put in print for His most favored possession and creation, you and me. God placed in your heart a picture. It's a perfect picture of a time to come. We look back on our life and the stories of our life, and we see a picture that's not perfect. Far from it. Brokenness, pain, sorrow, weakness, failure. But God said, I have come to bring joy to you, but I want you to know your place. You and I need to know our place in the heart of God. Therefore, we are to make the journey back and forth to the foot of the cross. Oh, I got saved when I went on my knees in the foot of that cross. I'm heaven bound. But that's not the end of my story. See, cancer has tried to stop the story. It couldn't. My story, your story, is a story direct from God. Yes, this book has many, many stories. I get excited every time I'm studying. I'm writing articles right now, right and left. I would found myself the other day writing three at the same time, and I said, Lord, this ain't right. But it's God. So God said, I'll give you all of these stories. You and I will read them, and we will study them. This is a book called the Holy Bible. Within this book, you will find what you've been looking for, and even those things that you didn't know you were looking for. This book has a binding on it. Doesn't matter what type of binding. It's a binding that is a backing, a binder for the Word of God that we call the Holy Bible. God said, but I got more than one book. Listen to me, people. God says, I got more than one book. Remember, Larry? I have a book of life. Remember? I have other books. Thus says the prophet of Revelation. I will reveal to you life. But when you say yes to me, I want you to understand something. You belong to me. You are another book. I am a book. The stories of life. You are a book. You see, my body just happens to be the binder for the stories of my life and your life. Your body is the binder of the book that God has written. God says, I give to you life, and I give to you life more abundantly. I bring to you peace, and I give to you the peace that the world can't give you, but a peace that you did not even know to seek. I give to you in your life, and I bind that book of life up in you, in your human body. I want you to take your stories, and I want you to tell the lost and dying race of people that Jesus loves them. That's me, Larry. I'm Jesus in you. You have the story. Those stories of life, those journeys of failure. Do you not understand? There are people out here who are failing, and they think they cannot accept Christ because they're not good enough. And Christians, we need to stand up and let them know, no one is good. No, not one. But I know a Savior who is perfect. I read his book. Oh, again, it's just one of a multiplicity of books by God. But I've just realized recently, I'm one of his books. You're one of his books. Your life not only means so much to you, it means everything to someone else. What happens to you affects all those who love you. What, it even affects those who don't like you. They're going to miss you when you're gone. But God says, I'm wrapping up in you now those stories. The story that you have lived. Those stories are wrapped up in the binder of your human body that I've given you. But you got to open up to those around you. Your stories are awesome, says God to me. But they're just as awesome to someone else that you haven't shared with. There's somebody out there you need to be talking to. There are people that you need to tell the story to. The story that I have placed in your life. I want you to come back and forth to the cross. I want you to admit that you are broken, but in me you are together. I want you to see life that I have given for you and to you. I want you to recognize me in your words, in your deeds. I want to be the most important chapters in your book of life. I am a book of life. You are a book of life. But if the covers are closed and you do not share the stories, then you are the only one that is going to be the recipient of the grace of the love. We've become selfish Christians. We have become so self-centered in a generation of self-centered personalities. We refuse to let ourselves be out there vulnerable to life, for we are afraid. We're afraid we're going to get hurt again. You are. Do you want to hurt others because you refuse to tell the story that's in the binder, your body, that's in your mind that God has given? God says, tell the story about what I have done for you and what I will do for whosoever calls on my name. I'll save them. Tell them the story. Open up the binders of your heart, your body. We lock ourselves in, but we do not help others. When we lock the doors of our spirit, of our heart, of our brokenness, the failures in my life are multitudes. The great forgiveness in my life or more. God always gives more to me than the evil that tries to overtake me. God says, you're an additional book. God got a big library. You hearing me? Each one of us are an individual book in that library. But what good's a book if you never open to read it? What good's the words on the pages if you never pray to receive those words? The stories that God has allowed us to live as individuals are true stories. And in truth, you will always find evil. In truth, you will always find pain. You will always find discomfort. You will always find confusion. So what do? I go to the cross. I go back to the cross. I go back to the cross. I got a path. No, it's deeper than that. I've got a crevice. No, no. I have a canyon where I've walked back and forth and back and forth. Problem is, and what we need to realize is this, only I can walk in that canyon. It fits my body. Only I can go back and forth. I, as an individual Christian, saved by the grace of Almighty God. You see, sin was already in the world when Adam came to be. Adam did not bring sin into the world. Sin was in the world and it entered Adam. Satan was already here. And Satan entered the heart of man. And Satan messed up our relationship with our Savior, with our God. And when he messed up our relationship, God was not pleased. So God declared at that point, I want to be able to see my children. I want them to be with me when they are through with a book that I've given them to write through their life. Your story does not belong to you. Your story belongs to God. He's just allowed you and me to be the binder that holds that precious story for such a short period of time. But he declares to you and me, as he declared to Adam, Adam, you're out of here because of sin. Not because I don't love you, because I will not allow sin to destroy my creation. God says I'm in control. I wrote the book of life, and I wrote the book for your life. And I'm giving you the blessing, Adam, to be able to have this book I've written for you sewn up into that physical body that I created for you. I molded it for you too. And he says, as you go, make sure that you multiply and tell them your story. And the story began to be told. But many throughout history have refused. Their life is a closed book, not an open book. I don't want to open my life because there's so much ugliness. Thus is life. Yet in the middle of the ugliest part of life, you will find the touch of the Master's hand. After all, my life, those pages that are inside of me, they're a gift from God. God has allowed me to live free. He has given me the choice to choose his son or to reject. He's given me the freedom of eternal life. And he says, it's your book, Larry, that I'm allowing you to walk with. But don't you forget who wrote the pages in it for you, who protects you and cleans up. Can you imagine how many strikeouts you'll have when you're rereading something you've wrote or you have written? Can you picture how many times you've had to say, where did that word come from? Why is it even there? That's not even a complete sentence. Does our mind think in segments? Yeah, pretty much. It's because that you and I are human. I'm just the binder, as you are, for a book that God has pre-written for your life. Well, even the path that I may trod on a daily basis was preset for just me, So was your path. Your path, God set in advance of time itself, just set a cross for you. And he says, take your life, my book, to everyone else. They're the stories of your life, but they belong to God. You have no right to seal the story that God has given you and keep others from hearing it. We are merely the binders of the book. We're just holding it together. Therefore, we must speak as God gives us utterance to speak. Either you will stand for God or you will fall in his presence. God is in complete control. No government is. No person is. No one other than Christ alone. For to him is given all glory. It's a gift from God. But do you not understand? You as an individual are that type of a gift also from God. You're that gift that God has given. Jesus said to him, Father, you have given them to me. Then you know what Jesus said? Father, where I am, I want them to be also. And God never denied a prayer that Jesus prayed. Oh, I might be a rough book with a rough binder, hard to open anymore. But the stories inside of me are a gift from God. The good, the bad, and the ugly, they're a gift from God. But they're a gift to give to somebody else. Share the love of Christ. Let the world know that it doesn't matter how much evil had grabbed you. What will truly matter throughout eternity is the love that you accepted from your Creator, the great author of your life, has entrusted his story of your life inside you, that binder, that body. What are you going to do with it? What have you done with it? Well, I've messed up, Brother Larry. Well, welcome to the Christian walk. Welcome to life. Welcome to uneasiness. Welcome to the world that God created for you and for me. I still don't have a right not to share the pages that God has placed within this book. But I have to be ready and willing to open it. I have to be ready and willing to share love. If I don't show forgiveness, how do I expect to receive it? If I do not explain to people that as a Christian, I too am broken. But I know the one that wrote the book. I know the one that had placed the pages within this book called Larry Vance. I know the one who looks after the book. Multitudes upon multitudes, multiplicity, innumerable, is God's glory, God's books, God's love. Don't close yourself up. Be open. Be an open book. Yes, somebody might see in that open book a flaw. When you see a flaw, you see a human being. When you see brokenness, you see the truth of life. When you see in the heart of that open book the blood that was shed, you will see the molding of a new creation called the Christian. Now, this book cannot make it on its own. This book is dependent on its creator, but it's also dependent on the stories of the other books that God has written and sealed in the other bodies. And God says, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to pay attention very closely to who you are in me. And then I want you to go to another book and another book and another book. And I want you all to get together. I want to see that library of books, and I will mold you together to form my body, my church. You will represent my son together, and you will take all the stories that are in each and every individual book, and you will make sure that those stories are used to glorify the God that has given you the blessing of being regenerated, born again, born anew, born from above, born of God, a child of a king. And I want you to remember the cross that was given for you, to you, by my son. Jesus went to the cross for me. And what has he given us in America? He has given us the greatest nation that has ever existed. The most poverty-stricken in the United States of America is wealthier than two-thirds of the rest of the world. We have been given the greatest of all blessings, and we sell it out because we refuse to stand for the Word of God. We sell it out because we refuse to support the church body together. You are ordered by God to love me when I'm right and to love me when I'm wrong. It doesn't matter if there's more wrong than there is right. I also am charged with that same charge. We will love one another for who we are. I accept you for you are who you are. You accept me for who I am. We unite together, admitting that we as human beings cannot stand. Until we went to the cross, we had no hope. But when I went to the cross, I became hope for someone else. Listen to me, individual book, direct from God, who is binding the pages that God has placed in your life. Do you think that what you went across yesterday was an accident? It was a circumstance? No, my friends. It was a teaching experience by God Himself to let you understand that with Him you can do all things. Without Him you can do nothing. He said, I want you to walk that book, and I want you to talk that book, because the pages inside of you says God belongs to me. You are the life that I've given you. You represent my life, the life of my only begotten Son. How are you representing Jesus? Is it all about getting, or is not true life more about giving? Giving from your own individual pages. Oh, it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with the word that God has sown deep in the pages of your book of life. You're alive and well because God has blessed you. I, as an individual, stand before you knowing that it is the hand of God and His power in which I stand, because I guarantee you, frankly, I never thought I'd see this past Thanksgiving. Never thought I'd see it here on earth with my family. I didn't. But I was at peace. I was at peace knowing that I'm a book that God wrote. And when I said yes to His Son, I'd gonna be with Him. I did get a little excited about that part. I was going to be with Him. But you see, He went through writing some pages in my life. Obviously, He's not through with you or you wouldn't be here. Are you catching it? All right. You're as important a book, your individual walk with God, came from this book. Don't we understand? The pages that are written in your life are told about in this book we call the Holy Bible. So walk with the pride of Christ, being proud of who God is in your life, being proud and excited to know that you, my friend, you as an individual, are a handwritten book direct from God to the world. And take that message, that individual message that God had placed on your heart and allowed you to walk in your life, and you share it with a lot of people that don't know Jesus, and a lot of people that's never heard about Him except in a curse word. There's a lot of people that you and I must be a light to. When I read this book, it shines to me. This book will glow in the dark. You get me? This is a holy word of Almighty God. It is a light unto itself. It is a peace that only God can give. Oh, man, it's the bloodiest book you'll ever read. In this book contains all the filth of life. Read the stories from page to page. All the filth that could be imagined you can read about in this book. Huh. Looks a little like my life. Does it not look like yours? Reality living? How about reality speaking? And the only thing that is real, the only thing that's going to last eternal from the books of this world will be this one and you. This one and you. The Word of God will live forever. You and I, Christian, have the Word of God in our life. We know we will live forever. But there's a world that hadn't heard the story. I guarantee you, there's a world that hadn't heard your story or my story. Open up your book. Open yourself up to ridicule. Open yourself up to the judgment of man. For I tell you, every journey I will take to the foot of that cross throughout the rest of my life, Christ says, Larry, you are my child. You are forgiven. Folks, you listen to me well, and you proclaim this as a Christian to the world. You got royal blood running in your veins. You've had a blood transfusion direct from God when you said yes to His Son, Jesus Christ. That's power. You're the child of a king. Act like it. Be proud of who Christ is in you. Be proud of your Christian faith. Be proud of the God that has called you as a binder for the book he's written for your life. And use it wisely. Let's pray. Father, have mercy upon us, dear Lord God. Allow your peace, dear Heavenly Father, to be so powerful in the heart of each of us, Lord, that we will acknowledge that peace and share that peace. Open the hard cover of our life so the world can hear the message that only you can give. I ask you, Father, for that love, for that forgiveness, for that direction for the weeks ahead, and for the life that you've given us, we give you praise. Touch us now, Father, as we go from this place. Father, I pray a protection upon the congregation. I pray, dear Lord God, that you will watch as we travel. You will protect us in every venue of our life. Give us, Father, the wisdom to know you're in control till we unite together again at our next meeting, as we unite as your church at the foot of the cross. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.